Good afternoon, it's Henry there, please.
Yeah.
Henry, how are you? It's James here from MMA Legal. You've requested give you a call in regards to your Scottish redress compensation claim from when you were in childcare when you were younger, is that correct?
Yeah.
How are you, Henry? You okay?
Not bad.
Brilliant stuff. So, Henry, my name's James Thompson. I have been allocated your case file, okay. I need to make you aware, in regards to the Scottish redress compensation, the average return amount is around about £45,000, okay. Now, was you in care when you was younger, is that right?
Yeah.
You was, okay. So, Henry, all I need to do is go for a claim report with you. It takes about 5 minutes to complete. Then once I've completed that, I'm going to let you know what's going to happen moving forward. Is that all right, bud?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. So bear with me just one moment, Henry, all right? Henry, there'll be a few questions that I need to ask you. If none of them don't apply to you, you can just say skip and we'll just move on. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Great. So, Henry, I've got your email address. It's henryyoung221963@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, no problem. But as I mentioned to you, the average compensation return is around about £45,000. It's not there to heal any scars. It's there to try and provide you with a brighter future, okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Hey, Henry, just confirm your date of birth for me, please.
22nd of the 1st, 63.
22nd of the 1st, 1963?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Just going to confirm with you as well, Henry, the best contact number we have for you is the one I'm ringing you on now, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I've got it ending in 552.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. Cheers, bud. Bear with just one moment. Okay, Henry, just confirm for me your home postcode for me, please, if you don't mind.
E for Deco, X for Hotel, 91, T for Tony, S for Sarah.
So I'm just going to go through that again. So was it E for Echo, did you say?
Yeah, E for Echo, H for Hotel, 91, T for Tango, S for Sierra.
There you go, I've got it. Is it Chalmers Crescent, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah,
yeah, which one?
Chalmers Crescent, 16, top flat, 16 to, because you've got the ground floor, then 1, then 2.
Right, okay, so it's 16/2, is that the one?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
16/2. There we go, I've got it. Bear with me a moment, buddy, okay. Okay, when you was in care, did you witness any abuse or did any abuse happen to you, towards you?
The gardener there was night classes that you did in Bulgaria.
Yeah.
And Mr. Robertson, I think his name was, he drew me a Christmas card, a birthday card or some kind of card that was. It was the Seven Dwarfs and there was a folded bit of paper and I was only like 11 or 12, I can't remember how old it was. And then when you took the fold in, then we were sitting with our accents.
Yeah.
So I did it to I didn't care what it was because I was sheltered all my life and I didn't care what it was, so I gave it to an Irish student and she gave it to the headmaster who belted me.
Okay.
And I told him, he says, where did you see that for? I says, the gardener, Mr. Robertson. And I got the belt. I got the belt, but...
And you ended up getting the belt?
Yeah. And that was in a boys' lift D school. But I went to I went to another school. That was Bulgaren. Boys School. And there was Mr. Allen, who was a pervert. He come and looked at us in the showers.
Right, okay. Let me just stop you there for a second, Henry. So what I need to do, I need to get a statement of this, okay? So I'm just going to go back to the care settings, okay? So how old were you when you first went into child care? How old was you?
Nine.
I went to
College House, North Newton.
So you said you was nine?
Yeah.
So what was the first place? What was the name of the first place you went to?
College House.
Do you want to spell that for me, please, Henry?
C-O-L-O-N-S-A-Y, Collinsy.
Collinsy House?
Yeah. North Newton.
And that was in... Okay. Was that in East Kilbride, was it?
No, North Newton, Perth.
Oh, Perth. Okay, bear with me a moment. Give me a second. I'm just getting the records up for that, okay. Oh, yes, I can see it was in Collinsy House in Perth. It was a local authority children's home in Scotland. Is that correct?
Yeah. It was supposed to be a 21-day assessment, but me and my brother never got on, so they put me to a list D school.
Okay. Bear with me just one moment, buddy, okay? Yeah. Let me just get the records up for there, all right?
So is my record derelict?
Yes, yeah, so I'm just getting the records up for the school. Now, what will happen, the legal team will look into this to see if there's records of you being there. And if you were there, then you'll qualify for your compensation, okay? My job is just to set your account up, first of all. Then the legal team will contact you within 7 to 14 days. Is that all right, Henry?
Yeah,
bear with me just one moment, bud. Do you know the council that it was run? Was it Perth Council, was it?
Oh, Tayside Council, I think.
What, sorry?
Tayside. T-A-Y side.
Tayside, okay. Okay, let me just save that there.
No,
give me a moment.
No, I wasn't the Tayside Council. I was Perth and Kinross Council.
Was it actually?
Yeah, Perth and Kinross.
Okay. Let me just change that. Give me a moment, bud. How are you spelling that? You know?
P-E-R-T-H.
Yep.
And Ken Ross. K-I-N-R-O-S-S, yeah.
Perth and Kim Ross Council.
Yeah.
Okay, bear with me just one moment, okay? I'm just going to save that to your report. How old were you there? So do you remember the years that you was there? Do you remember what year you died there? Roughly.
I was 16 and 79. So I went on the run. I went to Yorkshire because they put me to Balgowan Boys for School for Boys. That was the postcode was DD109DT.
Yeah.
And then I kept on running away. My mum was no well, so I kept on running away when I got leave. And then they put me to Old Bank Boys School in Aberdeen.
Okay. So within Collinsy House, how long do you reckon you was there for?
Till I was about 11, I think.
So you was 11 or so when?
I think I was stayed there for a year. I can't remember because it was years ago. It was either a year or a year and a half.
Roughly stayed there for about a year, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And then me and my brother did the CITI, so they put me to a West D school. They put me to Balgowan.
Right, give me a moment. Let me just save that. So we're just going to go Collinsy House for now, okay? And then you went to the Listy school after that, okay? What was the name of the Listy? Balgowan.
No, B-A-L-G-O-W-A-N.
Oh, okay, I've got you. So it was Balgowan, and that was in Scotland, wasn't it?
Dundee.
School in Dundee, yep. I've got it here. Let me just pull up the records. So it won't be a moment, okay? Yeah, it's Balgowan, Listy school. It was an industrial school, wasn't it? I can see here on the records.
Yeah.
Give me just one moment. And that was run by, was that under Dundee Council, yes?
I've just not got a clue.
Yeah, I've got it here on the records. Yeah, it was. Okay, how long was you in there for, the Balgowan? About 2 years. Okay.
No, about a year, because I went on the run again.
Okay.
And they put me to Oak Bank after that.
So did you have, was there abuse in Collinsy and was it Baldovin as well? Was there abuse in there? Is that right?
It wasn't Baldovin, it's Balgowan.
Oh, Balgowan. Bear with me a moment, sorry. Balgowan, there we go. Let me just edit that, it won't be a second, bud. Sorry about that, Henry. Let me just edit that, mate. Give me a second. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's right. It's all right.
There we go. Edited that for you. So within Balgowan and Connons, there was the abuse within them two
there
places.
There was no abuse in Connors. There was no abuse.
No, it was all Balgowan. Is that correct? Yeah.
And there was after Oak Bank in Aberdeen, they put me to Rossi.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Bear with me a moment. So after Balgowan, where did you go there? After that,
Oak Bank.
Let me just pull that down. Give me a second. Let me just search the records for Oak Bank. Give me a moment.
And Aberdeen.
Oak Bank. Yep, I've got it. Oak Bank, Aberdeen. Bear me a second. Okay, I'm just bringing up the records for Oak Bank. It was an independent residential school in Aberdeen. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep, I've got it here. Give me a moment. Okay, how long was you in Oak Bank for?
There was not even a year.
Not even a year?
My mum was not well. I wasn't going back for leave. My mum was not well. So I extended my own leave.
Okay, that's fine. When you left Oak Bank, did you go to Rossi Farm?
Rossi Farm, yeah. And that's where, that's why I decided to run away, to go into England.
Okay. Give me a second there, Henry. Okay. Let me just put Rossi Farm in there. Okay. Yeah. How long was you in Rossi Farm for, do you reckon?
Well, I was 13 and a half when I ran away. So,
right, okay.
between 9 and 13 and a half, I was in all the homes. Then I went into his live with relatives and the till I was 16, and then I came back up, and it says my release papers were here.
Fair enough. Bear with me a moment, bud. Let me just update that on your records. It'll be a second. And you was in Rossi Farm for how long, do you think?
Maybe a year, maybe. I don't know. Maybe a year.
Okay.
And that's where they belted me across the arse.
That's where you got belted, was it? Let me just put that into your record. Give me a second, okay? It won't be a moment. So I'm going to ask you now, in regards to the statements, was there any abuse at all? Did you ever witness any abuse in Balgowan?
There was between a boy and another boy, I've seen it.
Okay, so you've seen children, okay, you was witnessed, okay? Yes, bear me a moment.
I can't remember the guy's name, but he was playing Inverness Monkey Man, I think he raped a wee boy.
Okay, let me just put that on there, okay. So there was sexual abuse, is that correct?
Yeah. And the headmaster says to me, when I ran away because my mum was not well, as I said, so the police caught me, and then this is the last thing that, when I went back up, I had a black and blue arse, he put the belt across my arse, he gave me sex with the belt across my arse. And they said,
was that Balgowan, was it?
Rossi.
Oh, Rossi, right one.
So he said, if your ear comes off the table, I'm starting again. And I never cried for him. I never cried for him.
Right.
So I was going out the door and he went, he knew what, he says, how's your mother? He was trying to beat me.
Try to intimidate you in a way, try to get you to play to his fiddle kind of thing. Okay. So, Henry, in regards to Balgowan, was there anything else? Did you suffer any physical or mental abuse while you was at Balgowan?
The mental abuse, yeah. Well, that Mr. Robertson showed me that card with the Seven Dwarfs, and I told him the headmaster
staff members.
When they had the Seven Dwarfs with the card on it that he had made, and they had folded up that paper, and they had directions. And I gave it to her. There was an Irish woman student, and I did the same to her. It was for a birthday card, I gave it to her. That's how naive I was.
Yeah, and, I understand. I totally understand.
So she showed it to the headmaster, and I said to the headmaster, I said, Mr. Robertson showed me it, and I got the belt for it.
You got the belt for it, okay. So you got the belt from the headmaster, okay. Let me put that on your statement. Give me a second. Okay. So that'll massively help you, that getting the higher bracket, okay. Now, in Oak Bank School, was there any abuse, mental, physical, or sexual? When he was in Old Bank, Jim?
No.
So there's no abuse in Old Bank, no?
No.
Okay, give me a second. Let me just put that down in your report. Okay. Next one, I'm just going to go down to, give me just one moment. Just 1 second. I do apologise. I've got Old Bank. Connessy House. Bear with me just one moment. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you was in Collinsy House, was there anything there at all?
No, but there was a guy called Peter who interfered with the lassies.
Say that again.
There was a guy called Peter. He was a teacher, or I don't care what he was, housemaster, or I don't care what you call it. But he got done for abuse.
Oh, he got done for abuse. So okay. Okay, give me a moment. Let me put that on there. Okay. And you said he got done. Is that correct?
Yeah, he got charged, and there was a lass ago. They asked for her witness, and she was a thick lassie. She was no very brainy, but she told the truth.
Oh.
He had touched her or someone.
Okay, let me just put that down. Give me a moment. Okay, let me just save that on there. Okay. Now, I just need to go to Rossi Farm. I do need to take the abuse situation down there. Give me just one moment. Okay.
Yeah.
It was Rossi Farm. It won't be a moment. Let me just bring Rossi Farm's file up. I won't be a moment, Henry. Okay.
No, that's right.
Thanks for being patient with me. I have to make sure it's all there, because obviously if it's all down, you'll be put into the higher bracket for the compensation, you see. So let me just make sure it's all down for you. So it's 6. So around about 1978. Okay. So I'm just going to go into the statements for Rossi Farm now. So when you was in Rossi Farm, was there any mental, physical or sexual abuse?
Mental abuse. No physical, sexual abuse, but there was mental abuse.
Mental and physical abuse.
Yeah. He belted my ass.
And this was from the staff members, yeah?
That was from the headmaster.
From the headmaster.
He told me to bend on the table, and he says, if you take your ear off this table, I'm going to start again. He gave me 6 of the belt across my ass.
Table from the headmaster.
They called it corporal punishment, is it? And they gave the call.
Is that what it was?
Yeah?
Corporal punishment. Is that what it was?
Yeah, they called it that, but it's done is leave me with anger.
Of course it does. Okay, I'm just going to put that down there. It was corporal punishment. What's her name? Okay. So what I'm going to do, so the legal team will make a statement up for you, okay? I took a little bit of information from you there, Henry, all right? So when the legal team have a chat with you, they'll input a statement, okay?
I'll confirm it at the bottom of my eye.
Yeah, you can confirm it. If there's anything you'd like to add to it, you can do it. If there's anything you'd like to
add, I'll think of the things that happened, because I kind of think it on just over the phone.
I wasn't wanting
to open up a healing wound, you know what I mean?
Of course. No, 100%, Henry. I mean, we do appreciate that the past can be a little bit distressing, so we try and stay away from it as much as we can. We just take a little bit of information, and then the solicitors will elaborate a statement on that, okay? Now, what I need to do, I need to get an authorisation email out to you while you're on the phone, okay? And it's a click-signed document to state that you're happy with one of the solicitors to contact you. Is that all right? So, are you okay? Do you have access to your emails?
I'm sending it now, yeah, on my phone.
Yeah, you do. Brilliant stuff. Give me one moment then, bud. Let me just get this released to you, okay? Give me a moment. and it's just a click sign document to state that you're happy with the solicitors to contact you. My name is James Thompson. Because I'm your case handler, you can always contact me back on this number, Henry, all right, at any time.
All right. I'll save it after the call.
Just put James Thompson, MMA Legal. Okay, so that email has been sent through to you. So you should have received the email or a text message. They're both the same thing.
Yeah, I've got it now.
Have you received that? Yes, if you just click on that for me.
Well, the blue right, click
on the blue right and it'll open up a link. And then if you scroll down, there'll be a bit where it says sign, and you need to put a squiggle with your finger, and then underneath that, there'll be a button that says execute all documents.
I kind of see the bit with it, or it does.
So if you scroll down, it says binding
execute. Is this part one, part three, part...
Yeah, keep scrolling down, keep scrolling down, keep scrolling down.
Fine, I see that execute all documents.
Yeah, just above that, is there a little sign box just above that?
No.
Can you see above it? Just if you look above it, it should say binding acceptance, and it should say sign.
Oh, it's underneath it.
Oh, is it underneath it? I do apologise. On our screen, it's above it for some reason, which is a bit strange. So if you pop a little signature in there.
I have.
And then just press execute all documents, the button, it should say complete.
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Is that completed? Let me just check that our end. Yep, I can see that's been done. Okay. Last but not least, Henry, what we need from you is a proof of address and a proof of photo ID. So do you use the application WhatsApp on your phone by any chance?
I do, yeah.
You do, brilliant. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to place you on hold for a minute, Henry, while I get the administration's team to send you a message over, and we'll need a picture of, do you have a bus pass or a passport?
I've got a bus pass.
Yep, take a picture of your bus pass, and then we need a letter within the last 3 months as well, and it has to be all corners on the letter.
I've got NHS letters, but they just came yesterday.
Yeah, that you can use that, that's fine. As long as you take a picture of the full letter where it has all four corners of the letter. So you take a picture of them. I'll be back with you in a moment. Okay, the line will go quiet. I'll be back with you in a moment, Henry. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Henry. Can you hear me okay?
I've done that there. Hang on. I'm going to do it now on WhatsApp.
Yeah, no problem. So we've sent you a WhatsApp message. If you just open your WhatsApp.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I put it in my app.
Yeah,
put it in my app.
Yeah, just attach your pictures to that message, Henry. That should be fine.
I'm going to try it now.
Yeah, take your time.
What's gallery is, honey?
So, Henry, we've received your first letter. That's perfectly fine. And we've got your bus pass there. That's perfectly fine. Okay, Henry, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. So, Henry, that's everything. I'm now going to attach them to your case file for you, okay? Now, I'm going to make you aware the legal team will contact you in about 7 to 14 days, all right? They'll let you know how much it's going to go in for and how long it's going to take, all right? Now, I do need to make you aware there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in a government legal fee scheme where £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Okay. Now, basically, what that means is that when the solicitors contact you, they'll be going in for the maximum amount possible for you for compensation. Is that all right?
Yeah. And then you would pay, I'll pay a fee off of that.
Yeah, so what happens, the maximum they can charge is 20%. Okay, so if you were to receive, let's say, £100,000, they'd receive £20,000, you'd receive £80,000. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But basically, at the end of the day, they're going to get all the records. They're going to do all the chasing.
So I would like to tell me my childhood, but I would pay compensation for my childhood that the stole.
True. But like I said, it's never going to heal any scars for you, Henry. But it may provide.
No,
you
but no, but I can do stuff. I can do it at my house.
Yeah, of course, 100%. Yeah, but if you the average compensation is £45,000. That is the average at this moment in time. Okay.
So how much would you take off that then? How much percent of percentage? I'm sitting calculating that. Oh, I'm sitting, you know.
Give me a second. I'll work that out for you. Give me 1 second. Okay. So 20% of So 20%. So if you was to receive the average, which is £45,000, okay, and they take away £9,000, so you'd be left with £36,000.
Yeah,
£36,000. Yeah.
I've never had that much money in my life. No, but there's some teachers that shouldn't have even been involved with children. You know what I mean?
I know. That's why, because the correct protocols was never put in place, and that's why you do qualify for this compensation now, Henry. So let me get your case packaged up now. Let me get it fired over to the legal team, and they'll be in contact shortly. If you need me for anything, you give me a call, buddy. All right?
Right. Thanks.
Henry, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. Enjoy the rest of your week, pal.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Try them out.
See you soon, Henry. Bye-bye.